must do. Deep thank you.
And these Argyle socks, I kept the box in the gloom of my room. To my girl named Cheryl, said, "You're a squarehead. Argyle socks are up, boy." Well, she only said it once, cause I'm no dunce. And a box karate chop right on top of her swan-like neck. And she said, "Heck, the reckless swan-like neck with a karate chop on top of her hump, boy." She began to cry, she wanted to die. So said I, "There's nothing worse than moldy pie. Your lunch pail in your jail. For stealing ginger ale off Jerry Vale. You got the mail from a frail at Yale. Who failed, and she dropped a grail, the third rail on the Santa Fe Trail. Hailed on an old nail and assailed by a snail who was old and cold and bold, cause he crawled up her nose. How is your bird?" I said, "How is your bird? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your glam in a jam? Like a dribbling the frame?" People used to stop me, say, "Hey, boy, don't you know your band is really bad?" I get mad, shake your head, till they get some too. And then one day this doll says, "Baby, maybe you need a new shampoo. Man, it's true, your tops are off the sloppy residue." That's so like a clown, I went downtown. Saw this guy in a white drugstore gown with a frown. I bought this hot new foamy stuff, strong enough to kill dendrup. But I can't use my comb, cause I'm covered with foam. It's all around my home, and it's not fair, cause the dandruff's gone, and so's my hair. Fair, scared, chair, where's there, have a pair. How is your bird? I said, how is your snare? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Harmonica. I dropped my harmonica. Hey, bass player, stop trying to step my harmonica. Hey, don't step on it. You think you can kill harmonicas like that? More will come. Hundreds and thousands. There'll be no bass players, just harmonica players. Today, a side man. Tomorrow, the whole band. You see?
There you go. Something here for Paul and the CBD store. A little bit of a Bob Dylan thing. That was Race Marbles doing "Like a Dribbling Fram." So yeah, I got some really wild, crazy offbeat stuff in this last set. Mrs. Miller. I can't believe she ever did the version of Blue Velvet. That was from something I found this year. A Christmas Gift from Mrs. Miller was the name of the record. And the new Monster Rally record. I'll be playing a half hour of that fabulous, loungy kind of stuff in Massive Music Weekend. That was called McGillicuddy. And before that, we heard the theme from Deep Throat, from the Deep Throat Anthology, Parts 1 and 2. And that was amazing when that movie came out. It was like everybody was going to see that movie. And it was like funny, you know? It wasn't weird, but it was just kind of like, hey, everybody. Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, like Johnny Carson monologues. Everybody was talking around the water cooler. He's a Deep Throat. Yeah, it was a crazy film, man. And then they had Linda Lovelace for president. They did a movie with her, and then she got weird. And then I turned into the guy from Like a Dribbling Fram and Like a Flam. Yeah, that's where I came from, man. Let me tell you something real quick. Quick. And what do trees have to do with anything? Well, they make a community vibrant, man, like a dribbling fram. Welcome public spaces in every neighborhood. They welcome them. They have clean air and clean water, man, like a dribbling fram. Good jobs, local businesses. What do you do? What do they have in common? Trees. You support your local towns, and your communities, yeah, WRCT, and natural trees. There you go. There's the PSA. Channeling Bob Zimmerman. Mm-hmm. Ew, Mr. Zimmerman. What is it? Is it Tambourine Man? All right, there's a documentary that came out on Joe Strummer. Like, you need to know more about Strummer. Called The Future is Unwritten, I believe. And they had some really nice stuff on it. I haven't seen the documentary, but the soundtrack is really cool. Got that this past year. Let's just zip right into this thing. This is the Latino Rockabilly War. doing Trash City, Zombo in Your Brain, recapping the cool stuff of 2023, or the stuff that I thought was cool in 2023. Like a dude from Fram. Yeah.
City, that's Party Avenue. I got a girl from Calum. Everything, but there's just one thing I'd like to know. What's your zip code number?
My zip code number is 478-733-9218-745-676-3298 4791-273-4978-2473-6987-2-4479-182-76
And of course, found some fabulous weird stuff over the past years. That's Old Boris by Bela Goldstein. In front of that, we heard the Scavengers doing What's Your Zip Code? Mickey Lee Lane doing The Zoo. And everything started off with Joe Strummer and the Latino Rockabilly War doing Trash City. Oh, what a... this feels so good, right? Because right now I'm in the really silly part of the show where it's just kind of just playing some ridiculously fun things. This had to be a very strange studio session. Big Maybell, who, of course, you know, Hound Dog and just an incredible, incredible blues, early rock and roll singer. Just an amazing human being. I don't know how they got her to do this, but here it is. The eggplant that ate Chicago. Zombo in your brain. Big Maybell.
Get the needle, they wouldn't even listen. cases of TB. Last month I got my discharge. I'd been there just a year and a day. So don't come near me if you're infectious. I'm healthy now, and brother, I intend to stay. No more of me.
Now there's a dance to this here new tune. The name of this dance is the Broom Doom. Start on your toes like marking time. I'm swinging loose, hey, you're doing fine. Your legs go like you're riding. You're like the president while he settles strikes. Good shoes, no booze to dance to this tune. Like I call out the wrong noon. Hey, on the walk. Yeah, walk out now to the front end, baby. Sock it to me.
Made of sand, like the sidewalk goes down a lot.
there we go. Oleg Kostro doing a melody or medley. A melody or medley? I don't know, either of the two. Wonderful dude from, actually, he was in Messer Frau Müller. And I'll be doing a half hour of Messer Frau Müller. That was the band before Messer Chups. I will be doing that as part of Massive Music Weekend kickoff, which will be in a week or two. I do not know. Just getting almost all the way through the best music of my finds of 2023. And of course, now we were just like into the like the deep crevices of 2023. We heard I Had Tuberculosis by the Mad Hatters. Uh-huh. That was real. We're the Prune Dune Walk. Wow. They don't write them like that for extremely good reason. Fabulous tune. Man, those kind of things just make life worth leaving. We heard Anarchic System doing the vocal version of Popcorn. And wow, just feels so good. This strange sense of accomplishment that getting through the best music of 2023, filleting it all. I did get a suggestion for doing Wheel of Zombo, which I may do down the line, which is a good idea. I'll just randomly have a wheel and spin it and then play whatever I want. How's that? The Wheel of Zombo. Yeah. Ah, man. What else I got to tell you? Let me say it real quick here. I got time for one more of these things here. All right. 40% of the food in the USA never gets eaten. 40%? Why, that's almost 40. That's a lot of food that never gets eaten. Eat that food. Eat that food now, man. Cook it, store it, share it, wear it like I had. I don't care. Don't waste it. Learn how to plan better, store, and cook your food. SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council, NWRCT. So eat that 40%. Eat it. There you go with that. And I got to tell you one last thing here. Learn to spot the sudden signs of stroke. Leaving 40% of your food on your plate is part of it. But you need to act fast. F, face dropping. I, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, and time. Then call 911. Just call 911. Don't text it. They're actually saying text it here. StrokeAssociation.org. Brought to you by the Stroke Association. Who else would have brought you that? All right. Rob McEwen, the guy that did the MacArthur Park. That guy. Famous poet. And he knew it. That's a thing. I dig your wig. Rob McEwen, Zombo in Your Brain. Recap on 2023. Coming to the tail end. And that tail end's got some stank.
I lost my heart to a girl so fair. When I saw her standing there, eyes as blue as summer skies and moonlight on her golden hair.
I dig her wig. It's really great.
It's really great.
Each curl's in place when we embrace, and that's why I dig her wig. When we play hooky and at school, or grow with lashing in the pool, and though my baby gets all wet, her hairdo's not upset.
No curlers.
I dig her wig.
He digs her wig.
It's really great.
It's really great.
When we walk home, she needs no comb, and that's why I dig her wig. Every night we've kissed and kissed, had a ball, we did a twist. Still my baby is a must, and daddy's never fussed.
No hairpins.
I dig her wig.
He digs her wig.
It's really great.
It's really great.
Each girl's in place when we embrace, and that's why I dig. Sometimes she's blonde, sometimes brunette, or is she a redhead? I forget. A great invention is the curl that's pasted on my girl.
No dandruff.
I dig her wig.
He digs her wig.
It's really great.
It's really great.
When we walk home, she needs no comb. That's why I dig her wig.
No curlers. No hairpins, no dandruff, no ribbons, no foolin'.
I dig her wig.
He gets her wig.
It's really great.
It's really great.
Each curl's in place when we embrace, and that's why I dig her wig.
mezzanotte, è l'ora dei vampiri, è l'ora di Dracula. No, no,
Dracula, Dracula, vampiro dal nero mantello, di notte tu succhi nel collo le donne di giovane età. Dracula, Dracula, coi bianchi affilati canini, tu fai spaventare i bambini, le mamme, le nonne, i papà.
Non far più lo spiritoso, qualcuno può arrabbiarsi e darti pure uno schiaffone. Il tuo morso contagioso potrebbe far venire un'infezione.
Dracula, Dracula, sei forte, sei nero, sei bello, perché non ti succhi un bel pollo e lasci le donne campar?
E darti pure uno schiaffone. Il tuo morso contagioso potrebbe far venire un'infezione.
Dracula, Dracula, sei forte, sei nero, sei bello, perché non ti succhi un bel pollo e lasci le donne campar?
Dracula?
Cha cha cha.
And that weird record was the Fred Flintstone Orchestra doing A Night in the Bedrock Jungle. Yeah, find that on Spotify, man. You find that. I double dog dare you. Before that, we heard Bruno Martino doing Dracula Cha-Cha-Cha. In front of that, we heard Rod McCuen doing I Dig Your Wig. Whew, man. Yeah, I know. It's the weird stuff right now. But you know, life gets tedious.
The sun comes up and the sun goes down. The hands on the clock keep going around. I just get up and it's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? My shoe's untied, but I don't care. I ain't figuring on going nowhere. I'd have to wash and comb my hair, and that's just wasted effort. Water in the well getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath for 6 months more, but I've heard it said, and it's true, I'm sure, that too much bathing will weaken you. I open the door and the flies swarm in. I shut the door and I'm sweating again. And in the process, I crack my shin, just one darn thing after another. Mule, he must be sick. I jabbed him in the rump with a pin on a stick. He humped his back, but he wouldn't kick. There's something cockeyed somewhere. A mouse chawing on the pantry door. He's been at it for a month or more. When he gets through, he'll sure be sore, 'cause there ain't a darn thing in there. Hound dog howling so forlorn. Laziest dog that ever was born. He's howling 'cause he's sitting on a thorn and just too tired to move over. The tin roof leaks and the chimney leans, and there's a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans, and I've et the last of the pork and beans. Just can't depend on nothing. Gone dry and the hens won't lay. Fish quit biting last Saturday. Trouble's piling up day by day, and now I'm getting dandruff. Grief and misery, pains and woes, and debts and taxes, and so it goes. And I think I'm getting a cold in my nose. Life gets tasteless, don't it?
Oh, to find out with me.
Out of the weirdness. That's right. Recapping the music of 2023, playing the weirdest of the weird stuff at the very end. Oh, we started this in December. Recapping all of the musical finds I get and the things I stumble across of all of 2023. And I mentioned earlier, I get about 100 new releases a month. And I like about 30 of them, so it's about an album a day. And out of that album a day, I find a song or two I like. Out of that song or two I like, I kind of squirrel it away for what I would... It's kind of was called the quarterly report, but I divided the year, 2023, into four quarters. That's the only way I can catalog all this music. I can't do it by artist. I can't do it by genre. I do it by chronologically. So right now we're at the tail end of 2023, and that was Bob Gerhard with "I'll Never Quit Living," and then we heard "Friendly Melvin" by the Fuddy Buddies, and Carson Robinson "Life Gets Tedious, Don't It." So yeah, that's pretty much out of the weirdness of 2023, and it's amazing the stuff, because not only did somebody have to write that, somebody had to record it, somebody had to put it out on a record. Somebody had to actually put some money behind it. So yeah, it was weird, weird stuff. So we're going to end on a bang here. I got some really nice, powerful things to end 2023. Next week, I don't think it is Massive Music Weekend. I am going to start the Days of the Week theme. So next Friday will all be songs about Sunday. Or is that Sunday all the songs will be about Friday? Sunday will be all next. So if you can think of anything about Sunday, I know Paul in the beer truck thought of something for Sunday. And so it's easy for you guys to get the requests in starting next Friday for Sunday. Mm-hmm. That's how that works. Whew, man, 2023 was an incredible year for music. It took me from the beginning of December to now, which is February the 16th, 2024, to get through a recap of what I thought was like the best music finds, best releases, best reissues, best crazy stuff that I stumbled across of. Got about 10 minutes to go. Let's bang out some wonderful nonsense from the latest album from Mark Malibu and the Wasagas. Hip Shake Go Go Baby, WRCT, Zombo directly in your brain.
Hip Shake Go Go. We'll be right back.
MFC Chicken doing the Wailers tune, Dirty Robber. Woo-wee! Man, it feels good. What a sense of accomplishment. I know it's a small thing for you, big thing for me, to muscle through all of the music of 2023 that kind of moved me. Hopefully some of it moved you. But regardless if you thought it was weird, cool, bizarre, I couldn't stand it, I love it, that's entertainment. Billy Bragg.
A police car and a screaming siren, pneumatic drill and ripped up concrete. A baby wailing, a stray dog howling, a screech of brakes and a lamplight blinking. That's entertainment, that's entertainment. A smash of glass and the rumble of boots, electric train and a ripped up phone booth. Face black and walls and the cry of a tomcat. Lots going out trying to kick in the balls. I say that's entertainment, that's entertainment. Days of speed and slow time Mondays, pissed out with rain on a boring Wednesday. Watching the news and not eating your tea, freezing cold flat and damp on the walls. I say that's entertainment, that's entertainment.
That is entertainment. That is Billy Bragg. What a year 2023 was, right? Yeah. All right, got time for one more tune and six gonna be up. And we're going to actually kind of bang things out a little bit with kind of a neat reissue that was by Alien Sex Fiend. And this is going to be their version of the Batman theme. Got it? Yeah. You can't go wrong with that. Batman, Alien Sex Fiend goes together like Zombo in your brain. I remain in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Once again, I will be back next week. We're going to be doing all songs about the days of the week. Going to start with Sunday. So write it down backwards on your forehead. Look it in the mirror. Alien Sex Fiend, Batman. Or Batman, Alien Sex Fiend, RCTs. I'm in your brain. I remain in your brain.
I'll be right there.
There you have it. The Batman theme by Alien Sex Fiend, Zombo in Your Brain. Coming up now, Sick and I Remain in Your Brain. WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of neck.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
But in fact, this is a class society, and you could start a history of the United States with that sentence, the history of the United States is a history of class struggle. And it would be absolutely accurate. But can you imagine somebody writing, let's say, a textbook on American history for our very vulnerable students and starting off talking about our history being a history of class struggle? Can you imagine any major publisher publishing a book like that with that first sentence? Would it take very long for the publisher to go through that manuscript before rejecting it? And yet, it is an absolutely true statement.
That's Howard Zinn, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Howard Zinn on A People's History of the United States, part two of a special two-part program. You want to read a real history book? Matt Damon asks Robin Williams in the movie Good Will Hunting. Read Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States. That book will knock you on your ass. Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States has sold more than 2 million copies, and it keeps on selling. His close friend Noam Chomsky said, "The book changed the consciousness of a generation." Zinn's History from Below was to foreground, as he said, the countless small actions of unknown people. It was a sharp departure from the traditional focus on great men, presidents, generals, leaders, etc. His unorthodox approach presented the past stripped of its myths and propaganda. Howard Zinn, professor emeritus at Boston University, was perhaps this country's premier radical historian. He was born in Brooklyn in 1922. His parents, poor immigrants, were constantly moving to stay, as he once told me, one step ahead of the landlord. After high school, he went to work in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. During World War II, he saw combat duty as an Air Force bombardier. After the war, he went to Columbia University on the GI Bill. He was an active figure in the civil rights movement. He was among the first to oppose U.S. aggression in Indochina. A principled opponent of imperialism and militarism, he was an advocate of nonviolent civil disobedience. He spoke and marched against the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Always ready to lend a hand, he believed in and practiced solidarity. Witty, erudite, generous, and loved by many the world over, Howard Zinn, friend and teacher, passed away in 2010. This archival program was recorded at Reed College in Portland, Oregon. And now, Howard Zinn.
As you know, the Founding Fathers were not a multicultural group. No women, no Native Americans, no blacks. and virtually no poor people. There was a 55, 53 maybe, 53 and a half rich white men who, as Charles Beard put it rightly, despite all the criticism he took for saying this, reflected the interests of the propertied classes. A strong central government was set up to protect the interests of the slave owners and the interests of the merchants and the interests of the bondholders. A country that